Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you may fill us with your grace, that we may lead others to glorify your name, to know your love, and to serve you in all ways. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. So yesterday I was talking about the way the media works, and I talked about how the media works in such a way as that it's all about profit. If it's owned, not all media, but if it's corporate-based media, it's always going to be focused on profit for the most part. I mean, you're not going to find people who are making high salaries who are able to work for a corporation that doesn't make lots of money. I'll put it to you that way. So profit always plays itself out in all corporations. Now, there was an interesting story that happened a few years ago, and that was something that happened over at NASCAR. And I'm not going to necessarily mention names here, but I'm just kind of play this self out. I am a fan of NASCAR. I don't get to watch every single Sunday, but I do watch NASCAR. And NASCAR is, I don't know if you know how NASCAR is built, but you have the race drivers, and they work for a team, just like in any other system. They work for a team, and then there is the owner of the team. And there are big names in NASCAR that have been around for years, and you know, now you have the grandchildren, maybe even great grandchildren of some of the founders of NASCAR. Well, a few years ago, it was a major race. It might have been the championship race. And one of the drivers is in second place because they're approaching the finish line, the checkered flag. And so what he does, now remember, they're driving somewhere in the vicinity of 200 miles an hour. So what he does is he taps the bumper of the first place car as they're coming close to the finish line. First place car gets spun out. And what happens? The second place car now is the first place car, and he crosses the finish line. Well, there was all kinds of discussion back and forth of whether this was an acceptable thing to do, whether it was not acceptable thing to do. It was clearly within NASCAR rules to do that, but whatever the case, and is this what kind of a person he is or whatever, and there was all this discussion. Some said yes, some said no, and fighting back and forth, and he happened to be one of my favorite drivers. Well, on NASCAR radio on Sirius XM, one of the things they brought out is you can turn around and say that maybe he shouldn't have done this move when he won the race. But the bottom line is that the owner of the team may have turned around and said, yes, but you work for me. And when you work for me, you do that move. You don't know that because there is money on the line. There's all kinds of things on the line. Well, that kind of illustrates this whole issue with this very complicated issue with the way corporations are and corporations are on, especially when they own the media. You can turn around and say, well, they shouldn't act like this, and fine, and I would probably agree. But there is also the profit motive behind the scenes. So, well, not even behind the scenes, it's all right there. So the stockholders are going to say, you're going to do whatever we ask you to do to make sure that we make money. And that's the way economies work. Do I agree with it in the case of the media? No, I don't. But I told you, I don't get my media, my information from a lot of the U.S.-based media. And of course, I mean, one of the organizations that I've gotten news from and certainly has its own controversies is Globo out of Brazil. But I also listen to a lot of other people, such as Aaron Mate. I listen to Gray Zone, or watch Gray Zone. I listen to Chris Hedges. I actually catch the news on RT, which is despised by every major American organization around. But, you know, I get my news from alternative news sources. And one of the reasons for that is, in fact, that I want to get my news from away from where all these organizations are, because the local, the U.S. organizations are going to be American based within the corporate structure. And I may not agree with the corporate philosophy. I may not agree with some of the philosophies. I may not agree with the philosophy of some of the other organizations. But they're going to give you the news in a way that matches their corporate philosophy. That's what they're going to do. I remember discussing this with Noam Chomsky a long time ago, personally, the first time I met him. I was at the Catholic Worker House called Haley House here in Boston on the corner of Dartmouth Street and I forget the other street, but down on Dartmouth Street. And I had asked him about this because I come from a media family. My father wrote for the Boston Globe for 40 years. And he wrote back when the Globe was owned by the Taylors, and they ran a good journalistic operation back then. Then, of course, it was bought by the New York Times, and well, the rest is history. So, but my father wrote, and he taught me a lot about journalistic integrity. But that was back in those days, which doesn't exist today. And one of the things that I remember, I talked to Noam Chomsky about this, and because I had grown up in this media family, and I said to him, "You mean to tell me that what happens is that you have people in rooms that will say, well, this is what we're going to tell the people, and this is what we're not going to tell the people, and they make all their decisions what ends up on the front page of the newspaper that way?" And he says, "No, that's not what happens." I'm going to tell you what he did say happens on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can hear the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can check out our blog. Please consider signing up for our Substack newsletter. You see that? Join us at Substack. You can see the notes for either my past homily, if it's the early part of the week, or my upcoming homily in the latter part of the week. You can also give us an input of what you think I should preach on. All of that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we've been talking about a lot of the issues, and so I was going to give you a response of what Noam Chomsky said. As you remember, I said, you know, you mean to tell me that people sit in rooms and say, we're going to tell the people this, or we're not going to tell the people that? And he said, no. He says, the higher you go in a company, the more you buy the company line. So he said, you know, basically what he was saying is, if you're in the decision-making process of what is going to be on the local news program or the national news program, whatever organization you work at, you get there by buying into the company line. You're going to think the way the company wants you to think. Because if you don't think the way the company wants you to think, you don't end up at that level of decision-making with the company. That's the way companies work. That's the way all companies work, including the church. They all work that way. The more you think along the company line, the more you get raised up to the decision-making processes of the company. So when they're in their decision, when they're in their rooms making a decision of what will work or what will not work and all that, they're thinking the way they have been formed to think, in a sense, over the years. So it's an automatic process. It's not like, oh no, no, we can't tell the people this, but we have to tell the people that. It's, well, this is what we believe is what we should be showing on our newscast, because that's the way they're thinking. So it's not a case of like censorship and stuff. It's like, well, this is what we believe. Fascinating. It wasn't done very often, but CBS actually showed what one of these meetings looked like. It was actually a camera in a meeting, and it was fascinating because you could see that this is what they say is, you know, when they make a decision of what's going to be on the news, they look at all the news articles that are out there, And then they decide, because they've only got so much time to work with, how much time they're going to assign and what they're going to do to assign a particular broadcast, what they're going to do to assign for. And they the working with this much time, they make their priorities of what should be shown and what should not be shown. And that's the same way on, you know, what's going to be on the front page in a newspaper, everything else. So they have what are these called, these editorial meetings. And so all the people who have been trained to think the way the company wants them to think are going to make those decisions. And, you know, there are others who may be further down the line that may fight that and say no and fight for what they believe is a good story. And maybe they win, maybe they don't, whatever the case may be. Well, that's the way organizations work. And what we have to do as people of faith is remember what Christ said. We center ourselves on Christ. The church leads us to center ourselves on Christ, and we're called to be people who live the faith in a way that testify to Christ in light of these dynamics that exist. Now, you may come to a point in your life, and there may be journalists, I know there have been journalists, I can't give you any names, who like work for organizations like CNN and walk away because their personal philosophy does not match that of the company. And at the same time, you can be a person of faith, and you may come to a point where you realize, well, I may have to walk a different direction because my faith doesn't match the way my company is going to work. That happens all the time. But whatever the case may be, we're called to be people who testify to the power of Christ in our lives. That's what we're called to do. That's what it means to live by your baptismal promises. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. And remember, we are here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. Have a blessed day. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.